Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glory. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name.
Says this, his mercies are new every morning. Every morning. You know, the weather doesn't change that. Because you get up in the morning, you've got a headache, that doesn't change that. Nothing changes the promises of God. For all the promises are yea and amen. Yea and amen. And he calls us to grab hold of them and hold on by faith. The avenue of faith, the vehicle of faith, will take you to the highest mountain that you've ever dreamed imaginable. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. What a promise. It never stops. As far as the east is to the west, immeasurable. The steadfast love of the Lord. And you know what? He invites us. He says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will just rejoice. Just get out of myself. And just rejoice in the presence of an almighty God. A God who loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And I'm one of those whosoevers, and so are you. So let's enter in this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, cause our hearts to rejoice. Cause our souls to rejoice. Cause our bodies to rejoice in your presence today. For you alone are God. Come, pour out your spirit afresh and anew upon us, your children. Amen.
There's no one like you, none like you.
ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Stand against, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, our God is higher than.
You all may be seated. When you open your bulletin, you see begin the year with God. And that recalled to me what Paul said to the Colossians, chapter 3, beginning at the 12th verse. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, greatness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, as you sing hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God, and whatever you do, whether the word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I just thought that was such an appropriate scripture for beginning the year with God. Let's see here, I've got some announcements written in this bulletin, I think. Yeah. If y'all remember, we've been praying about this for the last two or three weeks, that today is our offering, which is designated for the building program, our project. Please consider prayerfully of extra gifts today, and then if you're the people who are not here, we'll give them an opportunity to also participate in this giving time. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. One of the things that's happened this week, Terry's going to talk about with the Cleo sister.
This might be a good time to just share some things for prayer in a moment. Rod's going to come and lead us in prayer time, but Cleo Sanders' sister, Gene Sanders Wiley, passed away, and we want to remember Cleo. He's here today, but we want to remember him in our prayers and that family. And like I said, after the announcement time, Rod will be coming to lead us in our prayer time, and there may be other things to share, but I did want to pass that along to everybody since they had made us aware of that, and to hold them up.
And also, if you'll keep in your prayers, Jordan and Jenny, as they leave tomorrow for their mission trip, so we can ask for prayers, especially for Kay and I, as we're having a hard time dealing with this 3-year loss. We've been praying for Steve Billick, and plan on installing him as a deacon in January. He's not here today to confirm the 12th, but that's the tentative date that we plan on. All the elders will be here to be able to do that. So it'll be a special time. Also, that same Sunday will be our elders and deacons meeting at 5:00. That's the following Sunday is Communion Sunday, and our opportunity to Willows. Does anybody else out there have any announcements? I'll bring the mic to you because Kent's not here. Everybody's good. Okay. Birthdays. I think we have one. Sue Ann Walker, mm-hmm. who used to be active here. I understand she's in Louisville now.
Yeah.
But you all might wish her a happy birthday if you happen to have her address. And if there's no further announcements, then I'll ask Rod to come up and lead our prayers for the people.
The reason that Steve Bullock isn't here, Billick isn't here, is because he's rushing Diane to immediate care right now as we speak.
Bonnie.
Pardon?
Bonnie.
Bonnie. What did I say?
Diane, I think.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
Anyway.
My hearing isn't the best,
okay,
but just in case.
Okay. My speaking in isn't. Anyway, yes, he's running his wife Bonnie to the immediate care facility, and she's got an infection of some type, and so we want to keep them in prayer. Are there any other requests that we have? Okay. Well, let's not forget the list that we have before us every day, and include those in your prayers as we pray. If you feel the unction of the Holy Spirit to speak out and pray, then please do that, because this is an open time of prayer. We want to pray together, and so you're feel free to speak out and pray as we enter into this time now. Thank you, Lord.
Father, you put it on my heart to pray for those who are grieving during this holiday season, which we know as human beings is emotionally difficult for us. And so we lift up Cleo's family, and we lift up Jerry Wilson's family, and Judge Burke's family, and the pastor and his wife, and others, Lord, that may not even be aware of. Some perhaps grieving over losses from years ago. And so we ask that you are God, all comfort, by your grace and by your spirit, to comfort those grieving hearts during these darker days of the winter season. May they see beyond this life to the brightness of eternity for those who have died in Christ, and the blessed hope of being reunited when Christ comes again. So we offer this prayer for them in Jesus' name.
Father, we do want to hold up Steve and Bonnie. Lord, we lift them up before you this morning as corporately as a body of believers. We pray, Father, for complete healing. We ask you, sir, to drive out the infection that's in her body even now. Lord, thank you that the antibiotics that they're giving her will work. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for a healing, complete recovery from this surgery in the name of Jesus. Father, we also want to lift Brock up to you, and we continue to hold him up before you for a complete recovery of his knee, of his shoulder. And Father, with all the aspects of healing that flow into his body through the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, even for a miracle today. We pray for a miracle today. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to raise him up from these afflictions that the enemy has put upon him in the name of Jesus.
Father, we just praise you and thank you that even though there are times we may get overwhelmed, that you are never overwhelmed. Because, Father, you know all things. You've prepared for all things. You've made sure our salvation. You've made sure, Father, that your word is in the air and it is accomplishing the purpose for which you've sent it. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you, nothing too difficult. And Father, yet there's nothing too simple for you to undertake on our behalf. So we can bring all of our needs to you now, and we can bring them with assurance that, Father, you hear us because we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, when you hear us, then you'll give us those petitions for which we've asked. And Father, when we've done that, then we can walk in the peace that passes all understanding and that will guard our spirits and our minds. So, Lord, we just bring all of these needs to you, all those on our prayer list on a regular basis, Father. The needs vary, but the solution is always the same. It is the provision that Jesus Christ has made for us. So, Father, whether it's our spirit that's hurting or our soul or our body, Father, you have healed those hurts in every way. And Father, we just want to gladly receive them as a gift of God, generous gift of God that cost him a great deal, but costs us nothing other than to believe in him and to trust him. And Father, we know that your timing is always perfect. We never question that, Lord, but we receive with gratitude all that you have for us this very day now. And we do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Need.
I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God. My right.